Player Profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
Live from the home of Robert Kraft, welcome back to this championship edition of Patriots All Access. 74 catches and nearly 1,000 yards made Brandon LaFell a valuable Patriot, but it was his spectacular grab against Baltimore that Patriots fans will remember. Christian Foyer had a chance to sit down with LaFell, known to his teammates as JoJo.
Hey, JoJo.
Big time game, man.
So the first question for me is obviously the nickname. I don't even know if it's a nickname. What's the origin of JoJo? Because everybody's calling you JoJo.
It's short for my middle name. My middle name is Josiah. So growing up, nobody called me Brandon. Everybody just called me JoJo.
Throws across the middle. Catch by LaFell to 10. Runs away from a defender. Into the end zone. Touchdown.
Throws a fade. A lot for LaFell left side. Pulls it down. Has a touchdown. Patriots.
There's been a history of veteran free agents or, you know, draftees, that have, receivers that have come here. And they haven't really been able to assimilate as far as the playbook goes. And I saw a quote that you said earlier on when you got here back in October about how you didn't want to be that guy that couldn't learn the playbook. Like, what did you mean by that?
Man, you know, when I came on my visit, and they was, like you said, they talked to me about the guys that they brought in and had high expectations from, but they couldn't figure it out playbook-wise. So as soon as I signed, I was texting my coach every other day, when I'm going to get the playbook. Oh, we're going to get it to you, we're going to get it to you. So when I finally got it, I jumped in on any questions I had. I went to guys that's been here, you know, Dan Amendola, Jules. I went to those guys, and, hey, it was kind of pretty much sitting down with those guys and trying to figure it out, because I was like, man, you know, they brought me here for a reason. And I need you guys to help me so I can help everybody else around here. And I definitely didn't want to be the guy that got a lot of talent, but I couldn't work my way on the field because I didn't know the playbook.
Throws to LaFell.
Like, you guys have been through a lot. There's been some big challenges. How would you describe this team in a couple words?
Family. Family, relentless. You know, went down to Kansas City, played one of the worst games we could play during the season, but we didn't fall apart. We stuck together. We left that loss. We left that loss in Kansas City before we got on that plane ride, came back here, got back on this practice field, worked our tails off, and we put on a string of wins, and we just stayed together all through the season. When things went bad, we didn't jump off the roller coaster. We didn't put our hands up. We just held on tighter and rolled the roller coaster and made it work.
Throws to the left side for LaFell. Touchdown, Patriots!
The touchdown catch you have, did you run what you called? Because it looked like he was going to you from the get-go.
Man, you know, we ran what he called, but he was at the line for so long talking. I was like, man, it's one-on-one coverage. Please do not check out this play. Please do not check out. He was checking this, checking that, checking the protection and stuff like that. And I was like, man, if he check out this play, I'm about to be upset.
So you knew you were getting the ball?
I knew it was a slight chance. It was a 50% chance I was getting that ball. It was man-to-man coverage. The safety was in the middle of the field. And he's like, he was going to try to double on Gronk. And I was like, please go double Gronk, because Melvin cannot hold me right now. And he didn't check out the play. I got so excited, I almost took off too fast. And, man, he just floated the ball up there. It was perfect. I just had to stick my hands out. And Melvin was holding me the whole play, man. He had my right hand locked. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much caught it with my left and just pinned it to my body. And luckily, my legs was driving. They kept it up so I could bring my other hand on top of it.
What a throw from Tom Brady to Brandon LaFell.
Going into your first championship game, what are you expecting?
Man, if it's anything like last week, you know, I couldn't sleep the night before. I think I was up probably 2 hours before I regularly get up on game day. I usually go home and take a small nap. Much as I close my eyes, all I think about is the game, make a play. So I'm going to be extra excited, and I'm going to do everything I can to help my team win.